Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator, and the creator of everything. Abundant of peace, blessings, and choicest salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the prophet of Rahmah. The intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Abundant of peace and blessings be upon his beautiful family, his illustrious companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. As well as upon the saints of this ummah, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media. To this program called The Early Echo, we begin by this beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Man salla alayya yawm al-jum'ati kanat shafa'atan lahu indi yawm al-qiyamah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the one who recites abundance of darood and salat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Mustafa, jaan rahmat pe laakho salam, shama'e bazme hidayat pe laakho salam. Hum ghareebon ke aqa pe behad darood, hum faqeeron ke sarwat pe laakho salam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's program we shall be speaking about the importance of salah and the salah of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a program not to be missed. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will learn some masail in relation to namaz and salah, since it is a pillar of Islam and namaz is the coolness to the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some beautiful parables we will also be listening to in relation to our pious predecessors. Before we go there, inshallah, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us get closer to Madinatul Munawwara. And that is by, we will be listening to Inati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, stay tuned to Madani channel, enjoy this wonderful and amazing Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we shall continue with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Makki madani, 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 makki madani,
ya
आका दीद तेरी
میری ہے عید میری جلوا دکھاؤ آقا جلوا دکھاؤ مکی مدنی جلوا دکھاؤ مکی مدنی
حشر میں ہوگا لب پہ یہی ہمارے حشر میں ہوگا لب پہ یہی ہم کو بچاؤ آقا ہم کو بچاؤ مکی مدنی ہم کو بچاؤ مکی مدنی
مدنی
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ در پہ بلاؤں مکی مدنی بگڑی بناؤ مکی مدنی سبحان اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ور لسننگ ٹو الحمدللہ دس واز محمد امین اتاری سلمہ الباری And yes, we all want to go to Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Azza wa Jal hum sab ko pyara pyara Madina dikhayein. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, commenting on the love towards salah, towards the recitation of the glorious Qurani Pak and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that On the way back to Madinatul Munawwara, after attending and participating in a ghazwa. Ghazwa means in that battle in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ himself had participated. So they reached a mountainous area. Kafi pahari ilaqa tha. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded the Sahaba and the companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that were on this journey with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pitch a camp in the valleys of those mountainous areas. So they pitched a camp, and the reason for that was for them to take some rest, and they would have continued with their journey after taking some rest. Kafi thak gaye the, ghazwa se lot rahe hain, Madine ki janib ja rahe hain, and therefore they pitched the camp and taken some rest. But before they had rested, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given this responsibility to two companions. One was a Muhajir Sahabi, one was an Ansari Sahabi. And that responsibility assigned to them was that they would keep a watch on the camp until all the other Sahaba and participants would take some rest. And therefore, these two companions had basically taken this upon their responsibility. And they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, please, you take some rest. Jab tak hum yahan dekhenge, we will make sure that everything is well and fine in the camp. So nonetheless, the Muhajir Sahabi and the Ansar Sahabi, both of them had made an agreement. One said that, why don't you rest for one part of the night, whilst I will keep guard and keep watch and an eye on the camp. And when you will start keeping watch, then I will take some rest. Therefore, the Muhajir Sahabi, the agreement was that the Muhajir Sahabi will sleep or take rest in the first part of the night, whilst the Ansari Sahabi would keep guard and keep an eye on the camp. This was for the safety of all of those who participated in that ghazwa on the way back to Madinatul Munawwara. Nonetheless, the Muhajir Sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took some rest, whilst the Ansari Sahabi is now keeping guard and keeping an eye on the camp. And he, instead of saying, I should be sitting here and watching, he said, I am awake, so why should I not spend my time in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore, he stood for salah in the middle part of the night, and he began to recite Surah Al-Kahf in his salah. And as he was doing so, it has been mentioned that an enemy climbed the hilltop, and as he went on the hilltop, he had drew an arrow, and he fired an arrow, seeing that everyone is sleeping, there's only one person who's awake, and he is engrossed and engaged in salah. Allahu Akbar. This person, the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who fired an arrow, the impact of that was that as the Sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in salah and he is reciting the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, it has been mentioned that that arrow had pierced his leg. Allahu Akbar. But this beloved and blessed companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not stop his salah. Rather, he continued reciting the Holy Quran. That person realized that nothing had happened to this companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he had fired another arrow, which then also pierced his body once again. And then another arrow, on the third arrow, when this companion was bleeding critically, he then somehow the other managed to wake up his sleeping companion, who was a Muhajir Sahabi. And as he opened his eyes, he had witnessed the amount of blood that he has lost, and he has become weak. And then he asked him that, why didn't you wake me? Why didn't you get me up when the first arrow had struck you? Allahu Akbar. Listen to the answer of this companion of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who was engaged in salah. He says, oh my brother, I had been reciting Surah Al-Kahf and I was enjoying the surah. Allahu Akbar. I was enjoying the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. I was engaged in salah. And when the first arrow hit me, I did not wish to shorten my salah and the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak until the second and the third arrow had struck me. Allahu Akbar. I was so much so engaged in the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak and in my namaz that if it was not assigned to me to keep guard of this camp, I would have never ever shortened my salah and the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. But because it was my responsibility, It was upon my shoulders to make sure that everything is in the camp, and I feared that this person who has tried to hurt me will now attack the rest of the camp. I therefore had shortened my salah. Otherwise, I would have given my life, but I would have never shortened my salah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, how excellent the devotion and attachment of these personalities was with salah and in regards to the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. Ki jaan jaye to jaane de, lekin they would never ever leave the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. Leave alone not reciting the Holy Quran Pak, they would not even like to shorten their recitation when they would recite and read the Holy Quran Pak. Look at the amount of love and devotion towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond our imagination. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, without any problem, we would like to shorten our salah. We like to read small surah so that we can get done and over as soon as possible. Whereas these companions, even if their life is in danger, they would never compromise with their salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, qurban jaye. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. On the other hand, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw a person reading salah very quickly. Now this is something which is related to our lives. This is how we read our salah. Dekhein aap masjid jayein jahan namazi namaz padhte hain. Aksar, most of the time, a majority of us are not concerned about our qiyam, about our ruku, about our sujood. When we stand for salah, it seems as if it is a race. If someone has to assess our taraweeh salah, whether we read with jama'at or individually, Allahu Akbar. It is something that we should basically, you know, be concerned about, because namaz is the key to Jannah. Namaz is a pillar of Islam. And unfortunately, in our society, almost every one of us read namaz like this. And I'm giving you this narration to make you understand the importance of salah. Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala saw a person performing ruku and sujood incorrectly during his salah. So he said to that person, Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman said to that person who was not performing his ruku and sujood correctly. And he said to him that if you had died in this state, if you had to die in this way, that you perform your ruku and sujood in this manner, then it means you have not died upon the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. It is also mentioned in Sunan Nisa'i that Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman asked that person, how long have you been reciting or reading your namaz in this way? So that person mentioned, for the past 40 years of my life, I had been reading my namaz in this way. Allahu Akbar. So he radiyallahu ta'ala said to him, for the past 40 years, it is as if you have not been performing your salah. If you have said that for 40 years you are reading namaz in this way, it means as if for 40 years you have not read your salah. If you die in this state, your death would not take place upon the religion of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the enthusiasm to protect our salah. May we gain the enthusiasm to take out some time and learn the rules and regulations pertaining to salah. Allahu Akbar. How do we expect this key to open the lock of Jannah when our salah is incorrect? Majority of us rush in ruku. Our backs are not straight. When we stand for qawma before going into sajda, we do not stand erect, but rather we just stand and we go instantly for sajda. The posture and the position one's supposed to form in ruku or in sajda is also incorrect. Most of the time, one is not concerned where the position of his nose bone is, how his forehead is, how many bones supposed to be on the ground, what is the position of the feet. Likewise, leave alone our positions, even our recitation is incorrect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, because Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu informed this person ki agar 40 saal tak tumne namazi is tarah padhi hain, it means you have not died, it means you have not read namaz. And if you die in this state, It is that you have not been on the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because your namaz is not in accordance to the namaz and in the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many of us are concerned and how many of us are really enthusiastic to get our namaz checked up, to make sure that my salah is done correctly? When anybody is corrected, the problem in our society is that every one of us are always saying, no, but I learned this 40 years back. I learned this in my madrasa days. You can't teach me now. This is my munshi sahab who taught me. This is the certain alim when I was a small kid, I learned. No one wants to rehearsal. No one wants to practice. No one wants to, I would say, revise the rules and regulations of salah. Many of us are just dependent on that information which we have received when we were little kids. You know, when we went to madrasa. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from a bad death. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, dear brothers, when we stand for salah, be calm in your namaz. It is always a rat race. You see, on a Friday, alhamdulillah, the masajid get full, but majority of the people who read namaz, they are rushing in namaz. Concentration is not there in salah. As I mentioned the other day, it is just up and down, exercise, kiss the ground and back into town. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had entered the masjid and saw a person follow him. There was a man who followed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam into the masjid. And as he entered the masjid, he stood for salah. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam greeted him with salam. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, go back and offer your salah, because you have not performed your salah in a proper way. It was incorrect the way you have performed your namaz, the way you have read your namaz. So this person went back for the second time. He read his namaz, performed his salah. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam then stopped him and told him, you have not read your namaz. Read your namaz again. Perform your salah once again. For the third time, he went and performed his salah. And after doing so, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him for the third time that you have not performed and read your namaz. This person comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by him who sent you with the truth, by the one who has sent you with haq and the truth, I cannot perform my salah any better than this. Please, you teach me how should I perform my salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told him, O my companion, when you stand for salah, say takbir and then recite from the Holy Quran Pak. Recite from that which you know by heart. Recite from the Holy Quran Pak. And then bow till you feel at ease. In other words, when you go for ruku, then bow to this extent. Bend your back to this extent that you feel ease. Allahu Akbar. And during your prostration, sit with calmness till you feel at ease. So when you go for ruku, bend till you are feeling at ease, even in your sajda and when you are sitting in jalsa. And thereafter, do the same in all your salah. Do not hurry. This companion was hurrying and he was performing his salah in such a way, Allahu Akbar, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped him three times that you have not read your salah. Majority of us in this day and age rush our ibadat, we rush our salah. We are never calm in our namaz. The moment we tie our niyyah, it is our mind is also not focused. Our eyes are not focused. It seems as if it was just an exercise. Up and down, quickly. And then we cannot even wait to make dua and we exit the masjid. We rush, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Namaz is such an important aspect. The first question on the day of judgment would be about your namaz. Allah Azza wa Jal will question a person about his salah. And salah is that blessing that saves and protects a person from indecency. It protects a person from evils. And the reason for us not to be protected from evil is because we do not know how to protect and guard our salah. People who feel that I am a five-time namazi, trust me, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this is a good thing that you perform your salah, you make the time and you go for namaz. But have you got your salah checked up by an authentic mufti sahab, by a person who will tell you your mistakes in namaz? So Here it is, inshallah azza wa jal. Go onto the website of Da'awat Islami, www.da'awatislami.net. Go to the library section and download a book called Laws of Salah. According to the Hanafi school of thought, for the Islamic brothers, for the Islamic sisters, there are so much of rules and regulations pertaining to Salah that many of us may not know those rules. Yet it is farad upon every individual upon whom namaz is farad that they should learn about the rules and regulations pertaining to Salah. Inshallah azza wa jal, we have a very beautiful Madani Guldasta. Pyara pyara Guldasta hai namaz ke mutalliq, in relation to Salah, how a person should be in namaz. Please keep a pen and a paper ready, inshallah azza wa jal. Make some notes, and as of today, let's try and perfect our namaz, perfect our Salah. If this is not perfect, if this is not correct, then how are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? Because we have not made any initiative to perfect and to correct our Salah. So therefore, inshallah azza wa jal, have a look at this video, at this Madani Guldasta, and thereafter we will continue with this program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
We come to know that the real purpose of creation of human being is ibadat. But ibadat is very heavy upon nafs as well. Is there any ibadat which is not heavy and burden upon the nafs? Because nafs, you know, runs away from ibadat.
Sometimes the person has to face some difficulty and hardship for performing any kind of ibadat. But human being is human being. Allah Azza wa Jal has created them with energy, with willpower, with many other qualities which are not found in other creations. That's why human being is best of the creation. They are called Ashraful Makhlukat. If they spend their life in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they spend their life in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they fulfill the rights of Allah as well as the rights of the human being, then they will be preferred. They will get excellence over angels. Even over angels, they will get excellence. Why? Because they have willpower, they have energy, and they can do whatever they want to do. So that's why, though there are some difficulties in doing worships, but the person has to face that. That's why he gets some reward. In worldly life, we observe, without facing any difficulty and hardship, we can't get any worldly benefit and advantage in this life. So what about the rewards of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment in the paradise? So that's why the people have to face some hardships for getting the reward and for performing worships.
Acha Mustab, how can one turn the heaviness of ibadat into easiness?
For that purpose, I think first the person, the Muslim, should adopt prayer, invocation, supplication as their weapons. As it is mentioned in one hadith, Addu'au Silahul Mu'min. Invocation is the weapon of a mu'min, is a weapon of a believer. So that's why we should adopt supplications in the code of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should pray in the code of Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, please make these worships easy for us. So when we pray in the code of Allah, so it happens sometimes before that we feel that worship very difficult, but after that, that becomes very convenient and very comfortable for us. So adopting invocations, that is very useful. The second thing is, in beginning, In most of the matters which are not befitting with our mood and which is not befitting our nature, our baser nature basically, so we face some problem and we feel inconvenient, in discomfort. But when we do that repeatedly, after a while, after a few days, sometimes after a few weeks, that comes into our habit. For example, the first time when a child is sent to school, so what is his condition? He would say, I will kill those people who will send me to school. I will never go to school. Okay? It happens with many children. In beginning, they say these words. But after that, on holiday, they say, I have to go to school.
It also.
Because then they get delight of going to school, and they enjoy school life, they enjoy gathering, they enjoy sitting with their friends and playing with them. So that is our, you can say, that is one kind of our nature. It happens to everyone. So in beginning, sometimes offering prayer is considered very difficult, but after a while, when we offer prayer repeatedly, so after a while, alhamdulillah, sometimes it happens, as soon as azan is recited and that is announced, the person immediately go to masjid, and he loves going to masjid, he loves offering prayer, he loves the time in which he can offer prayer in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it depends upon our practice. If we practice that again and again, so then inshallah we will develop the love and liking of worship, and that is one of the best way to develop the love and liking of worship. That is the second thing. The third thing is that if we need the reward and the excellence of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that is our nature, that we incline to that thing in which we find some excellence, we find some reward. So sometimes we know when we read the excellences of offering prayer and offering nawafil, when we listen to the reward of offering prayer, for a few days we get a lot of energy, we get a lot of khushu, khuzu, we get a lot of motivation. After a few days we lose that and our motivation disappeared. But commonly we have seen, whenever we listen to the excellences, whenever we read the excellences of offering prayer, so we get motivation and encouragement. So that is the third best way to read the excellences of prayer and other worship as well. Whatever worship we read about, so we get motivation regarding that. That is the third thing. The fourth thing is to sit in the company of worshippers who have dedicated their life to worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we sit in the company of worshippers, so then we will get motivation, and that is a very natural thing, because the people get inspired by looking at other people. Whatever they look in other people, so they get inspired in the same thing. Particularly if we look at children who are worshipper and who are very punctual in offering five time prayers, so we will feel some shyness in our heart. This child is offering five time prayers, this child is offering 20 tarawih, this child is reciting the Holy Quran 2 para, 3 para daily, and I am a man and I am unable to do that. What a shameful thing for me. So we get inspired by other people. So that's why if we sit in the company of pious people and the worshipper, so then we will get motivation from them. And the another thing is, if we read about paradise, about the blessings of paradise, about the favors which we will be provided in paradise, so then we will get a lot of motivation, because paradise is very close to our nature, because we are bound to convenience and comforts and blessings and favors. So when we read the verses of the Holy Quran regarding paradise, what are the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in paradise? For example, مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه. They are rivers of water and honey and milk and other bounties, the gardens of paradise, the blessings of paradise. So when we recite the Holy Quran and when we read these favors of paradise, so that time we get a lot of motivation. So if we look at these favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, so it would be very useful for us, and it will make worships very easy for us and free from any difficulty and any hardship.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Ji haan, we were making ziyarat of Hazrat Mufti Qasim Sahib Qibla Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, as well as our Mulana Abdul Wajid Sahib, who were giving us some beautiful and amazing Madani pearls. Subhanallah. Nonetheless, we are discussing the blessings of actually loving salah, the blessings of reading our namaz correctly, and it is a need in this day and age. Besides the importance of salah, which every sane Muslim should understand and realize, that if my namaz is incorrect, how do I stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This enthusiasm of correcting namaz, learning about salah, has just died drastically in our society. No one is concerned. Everybody wants to copy and paste. हम इतने copy और paste कर चुके हैं अपनी ज़िंदगी में कि इसको भी हम करना चाहते हैं, जो देखते हैं करना चाहते हैं. बल्कि you can never become a namazi just by seeing how people read namaz. You got to learn the masail. You have to learn the rules, the rulings, the regulations, the masail in relation to salah. What are the wajibat of salah? What are the sunan of salah? What are the mustahabbat of salah? What will invalidate my namaz and my salah? دنیا کی ہر چیز کو ہم جاننے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں مگر وہ چیز جو جنت کی طرف لے جاتا ہے that aspect which is the reason for us to go into jannat namaz is that which will be the first question on the day of judgment Allahu Akbar we are not concerned about our salah we miss our salah for those youngsters and youth who only read namaz once a week juma namaz padhte ہیں Allahu Akbar there are some people who only read namaz once a year that is the Eid salah they even miss the Friday salah May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us. We were discussing the namaz and the salah of the pious predecessors. How much of fear they had developed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read about the namaz of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Read about the namaz of the sahaba ikram. Read about the salah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And gain enthusiasm to perfect and to correct your own salah. Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Visited Hazrat Sayyidina Asim bin Yusuf, Muhaddis Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So, you know, Pucha, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Seki, Aap namaz kis tarah padhte hain? How do you read your salah? Aap namaz kis tarah padhte hain? So, he says, well, when time of namaz approaches, when the time of salah draws near, I then perform my wudu. I perform purification with all perfection. Namaz se pehle main ye koshish karta hoon ki mera wudu durust ho. And after performing my wudu, I then stand on the prayer mat, meaning on the musalla, making sure that all my joints and my body parts are in position, facing the qibla in its correct time, focusing that now this is the time to perform this particular salah. I then with all concentration make my qiyam and then I tie my niyyah by saying Allahu Akbar. And as I'm standing for salah, I make my niyyah, I then visualize that the Holy Kaaba is before me. Allahu Akbar. On my right side is Jannah. And on my left side is the Hellfire. I even try to imagine that I am not standing on the prayer mat. Rather, I am standing on the bridge of Sirat. On Pul Sirat. And behind me is the angel of death. Hazrat Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam. Aur ho sakta ye mera aakhri namaz ho. Aakhri salah ho. Ho sakta, possibly. Therefore, I keep all of this in my mind. I'm standing for salah in the court of my Rabb. My Allah is watching me. My Rabb is watching me. My Creator knows my condition. And I keep my heart present in salah. My eyes is focused. My body parts are all in position. And I perform my ruku and my sujood with all perfection. I try my level best to do this in every salah. Hazrat Sayyidina Asim bin Yusuf Muhaddith Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali then asked him, ki aap namaz is tarah padhte hain? Paancho waqt ki namazein yun padhte hain? Zara ye to bhi bataye ki kitne saalon se padh rahe hain? For how many years have you been reading and performing your salah in this way? Hai, hai, hai. Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, Allah ka karam hai, karolo ahsaan hai. For the past 40 years of my life, 40 saal ho chuke hain, main namaz yun padhta hun. For the past 40 years of my life, I perform and read my salah in this way. Qurban jaye. Hai, hai, hai. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and have mercy upon us. Look at the enthusiasm and the jazba of our pious predecessors. Namaz kabhi chhodte nahi the. Despite being ill and sick, Ala Hazrat, if you open Malfuzat Ala Hazrat, you open Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, you will see, despite being sick and ill, he would never ever miss the congregational prayer. Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would never miss the Jama'at, despite being ill to this extent that it has been mentioned by his Murideen that they would carry the chair. Kursi pe utha karke aapko masjid ke andar le jaya jata tha. Lekin Jama'at kabhi chhutti nahi thi. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, Hazrat Sayyidina Nafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jo ki khadim the Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke, he mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would not be able to attend the congregational prayer agar kisi shari'i reason ki wajah se, because any shari'i and valid reason or any reason he had missed the jama'at. Namaz nahi chhuti, sirf jama'at agar chhut jati, then he would spend the entire night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sari raat ibadat mein aap guzarte hain. Is wajah se kyunki kyun aaj jamaat chhoot gayi? Allahu Akbar. Woh to jamaat nahi chhodte the, hum to namaz hi chhodte the. May we develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we gain steadfastness, istiqamat on our ibadat. May our hearts be present during our worshipping. Dear viewers on the Subhanini channel, the reason for us to mention these things is so that inshallah, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may we keep our namaz established. Remember, Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and those who keep the prayer established, and those who pay the charity, and those who believe in the last day, to such we shall soon bestow a great reward. Great reward. And Allah will bestow favors upon such people who establish their prayer, who protect their salah. Hum namaz padhne wale ban jaye. Make dua, train your children inshallah from a little age that they must be namazis. With these kind and few words, we say shukran to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media for all those who have given us their comments. Inshallah, we shall be back with another episode of your program. Until then, remember the missionary statement of Da'awat-e-Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.